Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Friday, October the 8th in the year 2010 at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today is ADHD, a preview of the 2010 CHAD, which stands for Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. It's all about their conference. With us today in our virtual studio is Ruth Hughes, the interim CEO of CHAD. Before we kind of kick things off with Ruth, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about some stuff. CHAD, or Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, is a national nonprofit organization providing education, advocacy, and support for individuals with ADHD. In addition to their informative website, CHAD also publishes a variety of printed materials to keep members and professionals current on research advances, medications, and treatment affecting individuals with ADHD. These materials include Attention Magazine, the CHAD Information Resource Guide to ADHD, News from CHAD, a free electronically mailed current events newsletter, as well as other publications of specific interest to educators, professionals, and parents. Hughes is, again, the interim CEO, and she is a clinical psychologist by training and has an adult son with ADHD who's thriving. Ruth is a former member of the CHAD National Board of Directors for 17 years. She's also been the CEO of the International Association of Psychosocial Rehabilitation Services, which is now the USPRNA, an association representing providers of rehabilitation programs for adults and children with serious mental illnesses. So with that, Ruth, welcome to the show.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for inviting me to be on. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I appreciate you kind of coming on for two reasons. One, for our listeners, and the other one is purely selfish, because I'm really looking forward to talking about the conference that is going to be taking place up in November in Atlanta from the 11th to the 13th. And since I'm going to be in attendance, I'm hoping to get a little bit of a preview of what's going to be taking place.
Oh, we've got all sorts of great stuff for you, Jeff, so you will thoroughly enjoy it.
That's excellent. Well, to begin, can you just talk to the listeners a little bit and tell them about CHAD and some of the things that they're doing? I think most people are familiar with them, but for those that aren't, if you could just describe a little bit about them, what they do, would be great.
Oh, that would be wonderful. CHAD is the association here in the U.S. that represents everybody who's concerned about ADHD. First and foremost, the families that have a child with ADHD, a parent or a spouse with ADHD, adults with ADHD, and secondarily, all those other folks who work with us and are so important to us. So it's the clinicians, it's the teachers, it's the coaches, it's the folks who are concerned about providing services to families and adults with ADHD. And so we bring all of those folks together for a number of reasons, but first and foremost, so that we can have the very best information, science-based information. So we're very careful to screen all the information that CHAD shares to be sure it's based in research and is accepted practice. And it's a great source of finding out all about ADHD, particularly if you're new to having ADHD diagnosed in your family. And as part of that, then we do a number of related things. We have a great, great class called Parent to Parent, which helps any family new to the disorder to learn everything that you need to know to begin to effectively manage what's happening and take control of how ADHD is affecting your child and your family. We have a similar program that's relatively new called Teacher to Teacher, because we know teachers are so important for what happens with our kids academically. And so we're teaching teachers how to manage ADHD in the classroom effectively so it's good for our students and good for their entire class. We also have been paying more and more attention to adult issues. We have both a whole section on our website about adults with ADHD, looking at employment, looking at relationships. We have several bloggers now who are taking a look at ADHD from the perspective of coaching, from the perspective of being a spouse, from the perspective of having ADHD. One is a teacher. And so our job is to provide everybody with information so you can effectively manage ADHD in your household as easily as possible. One of the premier events that we have is our conference, and so we're delighted because it's the time of year that we get to bring together all of our members, anybody concerned about ADHD, with the top clinicians, the top researchers, the people who are really at the vanguard of treatment and management and skill building to help us figure out how to really be effective in what we do around attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And so that's coming up very shortly here in Atlanta, and we're very excited about it.
In literally 5 weeks' time, right?
That's correct. And I should mention one more thing before you ask me about the conference. The other thing that Chad does is that we represent all folks who are concerned about ADHD when it comes to both federal and state policy and laws. So we do quite a bit of work with the federal Congress, the Senate, and House of Representatives, and with the various departments like the Department of Education or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration and other groups that really affect what happens to us on a day-to-day basis. And we do that as well at the state level. So when we hear about state policies or legislation that will affect anyone with ADHD, we get involved.
I know you guys do a good job disseminating that information. Do you do any lobbying on that, or is it just really just disseminating the information on what's taken happen at a federal and state level?
We do both.
Okay.
So that we don't hesitate to visit our senators and congressmen for actually a number of years, though we haven't done it for the last couple. We did a briefing for senators and congressmen and their staff on ADHD annually, and so that we could really help make sure that they had good information when they made healthcare decisions. They didn't forget that people with ADHD are involved. And so we do lobby, but we also do a lot of educating, and they're not quite the same. And when we're lobbying, we're really trying to influence a particular piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example right now. I'm working on a piece that will, right now the Social Security Administration is looking at how they decide if a child or an adult has a disability. And they're particularly interested in all the categories which they call mental disabilities, but it includes ADHD. And I'm reviewing all of that now and writing comments not only for Chad, but will be shared with other organizations so that we'll band together to really advocate for some changes that will be good for our entire community.
And just while we're in this space, I want to emphasize Chad is actually based up in the D.C. area, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And something else that I'd like to bring to everybody's attention that Chad does a good job with is they actually help people locally try to find help. If you go onto their website at chadd.org, there's a place where you can actually find professionals in your area, whether they be psychologists or coach or therapists. And there's also a section where they help kind of sponsor support groups throughout the country. If you're out there and you need some help, then a good resource is to go to the Chad website, and you might be able to find a resource, maybe a support group in your area.
That is absolutely right, because we know that unless you're right here in the Washington area, there's nothing like talking to other people who are living the same lives you are. We call that the lived experience, and we know how powerful that is. And so a support group can make a huge amount of difference. In addition to our professional directory, we also have, Jeff, a 12 staff person National Resource Center on ADHD, which is funded by the federal government through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where we have master's level people who are experts at ADHD, and you can call, email, send us a letter, And those folks are there to serve you during our business hours. They will take your calls. They will answer your emails about anything at all associated with ADHD. For adults, for kids, from a parent's perspective, from a teacher's perspective, and anyone who's interested in that should give us a call at 1-800-233-4050, and you will route you right into our National Resource Center for some assistance.
Well, I'm glad you brought that in. For our listeners, again, that's 800-233-4050, right?
That's correct.
Okay. One other thing before we actually kind of get into the conference for our listeners out there is earlier you were talking about the parent-to-parent training program. And last January, we actually had Beth Kaplanik on. So there's a whole Attention Talk Radio episode for those interested. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/AttentionTalkRadio. And if you look in the archives back in January, you'll find a parent-to-parent show. You can listen to that or you can download it off of iTunes. So just a little plug there. There's information back if you want to go listen to that after this show. So with that, we got a conference coming up. This is the 22nd annual?
That's right.
Wow, that's it's got the 25th coming up here pretty soon. Tell us about, I guess to begin, tell us about, I think you guys come up with a theme every year for the conference, is that correct?
That's right.
And what's this year's theme?
It's Pathways to Wellness, Healthy Minds and Resilience. And what we're really wanting to promote with this conference is the idea that with good treatment and management that you can be just as healthy with ADHD and lead a normal, thriving, successful life, and that the kinds of presentations we're doing this year are really focusing people in moving in that direction.
Okay. So what can we expect from this year's conference?
Well, we have some, as I said before, we're able to bring together the really shining stars in both the clinical, the research, and in the coaching realm in a number of areas to share information with everybody who attends the conference. And we expect that there'll be between probably about 1,200 people there this year. And we will have folks like Russell Barkley, who I think all of us would agree is one of the preeminent researchers. And he's going to be presenting information on his most recent area of research, which is around emotional dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So often we pay attention to the attention, you know, the hyperactivity, but in fact lots of folks with ADHD have difficulty controlling their emotional reactions to the world. And so he's going to really zero in on what he's learned from his research in that area and the kind of treatments and management techniques that we need to be paying attention to. So we're really interested in hearing that. We also will have a Rick Lavoie, and for those of you who know, he is an incredibly entertaining but also incredibly bright and thoughtful presenter who has spent many, many, many years looking at ADHD, and particularly in the special education arena, and how to help our kids survive and thrive in school environments, how we can survive and thrive in school environments. And so he's going to be doing one of our keynotes, giving us his wisdom that he's developed over the years, and really spreading the word about what we all can do within our local school systems and with our with teachers to make the education process a more effective one. We also are going to have a number of researchers who've been looking at the whole issue of where are we with ADHD today. So
mm-hmm.
we have several research symposium. One of them is going to be taking a look at the very latest research, and it has Michael Posner and Joanna Fowler. These are two people whose research is so highly regarded that they have received National Medals of Science, and that says something about the quality of the work that they've been doing. And they're going to give us a lot of information about PET imaging and the kind of interventions that are happening today for kids and what we can expect is going to be happening as we move into the future. There's going to be a lot of talk about executive functioning and a number of workshops on that area. We know more and more that executive functioning is a key area of ADHD. And that, so we're shifting a bit away from just thinking about attention and hyperactivity to what are the deficits in executive functioning. And as we very clearly understand what they specifically are, what are the management techniques, the skills, the interventions, the treatment necessary to help with those executive function deficits. Lots for teachers, lots for clinicians. We have several workshops on rights, particularly for children in the school system and their parents, looking at IDEA in special education, and also looking at the impact of the Americans with Disability Act amendments and how that has changed the rights for everybody, both children and adults with ADHD. So we're covering all sorts of stuff.
So just to give our listeners an idea, Russell Barkley, he's going to be speaking he's doing the keynote and on the opening of the general conference on Thursday night, right?
That's correct. Thursday evening at 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m. And then the next morning, Rick Lavoie, he's going to be on in the morning, I think, at 8:30?
That's correct.
Okay. And then there's another keynote speaker on Saturday morning, if I'm not mistaken.
That's Sharon Weiss. Sharon is actually, I know her quite well because she's been on the board of CHAD, and she also lives here in the D.C. area. She is the author of Parenting Strategies for Challenging Children. She is an incredibly gifted therapist and really understands how to help parents use behavioral interventions with some of the most difficult to manage children. And not only is she a very gifted and talented lady, but she is funny and entertaining, and so she can really help people understand what some options and strategies are in a way that's very easy to understand and very delightful to hear.
Sure. I tell you what I'd like to do, Ruth, right now is I'd like to kind of go to a break, and then when we come back, I'd like to kind of start talking, because there's so much kind of going on here. I'd like to talk about the different tracks to give the listeners an idea of if they came, kind of like how it's kind of broken down, what they could do. So before we go to break, can you let everyone know how they could find out more about the conference?
If folks will go on the Internet to www.chad, that's chadd.org, www.chad.org, and you will see our conference advertised. Click on that, and you'll see the entire program with all sorts of information so that you can decide to come join us.
All right. So with that, we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the workshops and the different tracks that are going on. So we'll be right back.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. DIG Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. With us today is Ruth Hughes, the interim CEO at CHAD, talking about this year's CHAD conference coming up in Atlanta, November 11th through the 13th. Ruth, getting back to things, if people go to the website and they start taking a look at the conference, there is just, it's overwhelming, if you will, the number of things that are going on. So to break this down a little bit, can we talk a little bit about the interest groups? Because there's a couple different defined tracks within the program to kind of help give people an idea of there's different ways to kind of go through the conference to tailor some stuff to the category that you're in, and then kind of talk about how they might map out what they might want to go to.
Absolutely, and we have it specifically for that reason, that it can be way too much information to process, particularly if you've not come to the CHAD conferences before. So if you look, you'll see that there are interest groups or tracks for a number of different groups. So first of all, we have one for adults. We know that adults with ADHD really want to hear about adult issues, not the childhood issues, and we want to have a number of workshops that are tailored explicitly for adults and the kind of issues that they deal with from day to day. We have a track for young adults, those folks who have finished school or are in college now, they're just starting careers, they're looking for jobs, they're making that huge life transition to standing on their own two feet, and so we have a whole track specifically for young people. We've got one for educators, for teachers, another one for physicians and clinicians. We have a track for parents, a track specifically for psychologists with CEUs. We have a track for spouses, because if you are a spouse of someone with ADHD, and in addition you also have children with ADHD, you have some really special challenges in managing all of that as the person who does not have ADHD in the family. And this is a place where you can really hear from other spouses what's worked for them and just really get the support from folks who've been there, done that. We also have a track for women. We know that ADHD in girls and women is a bit different than it is in boys, and so often we talk about boys. So we want both women and girls to know that there are workshops specifically designed for them. We have an international track because we have a lot of folks from around the country, or excuse me, around the world, who come to our conference, and they want to know not only what's happening in the U.S., but what's happening in South America, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in other areas of the country, the world. I just came back from a conference in Mexico and was just astounded at the wealth of research happening in other places. And so we have something specifically for attorneys and advocates. So if you're a special ed attorney, or if you're an advocate that works with families around school issues or healthcare issues, we want you to know that there's a place for you there. And we also have a track that specifically looks at issues of cultural diversity and making sure that there's cultural competence and cultural awareness when we talk about ADHD and the various treatments and what works well for families based on your culture. So we're really trying to tailor what we're doing so that whoever you are, if you come to the conference, there is a path laid out for you. And feel free to deviate, but it's a great starting place.
And not only are there the different interest groups, but like an adult, so you're catering to people like, let's say I'm just an adult and I just got diagnosed and I want to learn more. You can go there. There's a track for you. If you're a spouse of one, if you're an attorney and you're trying to help those, all these different tracks are for those different interest groups. And then because each day there's a kind of a keynote speaker, and then there's basically after that there's different sessions so you can go to, and that's where these workshops take place. And not only are they by interest group, but they're also, you have different levels. You have beginning, intermediate, and advanced, correct?
That's correct. And that's particularly useful for folks who are both new and want to be sure that they get sort of the beginning level of information. But if folks have been coming to our conferences or have been a long-term CHAD member and have really been living with ADHD, reading everything they can for a long time, then we want you to be sure you have access to the more advanced presentations. So you'll see that there is a beginning, an intermediate, and advanced level for each workshop. So you can look at that and say, okay, this is going to work for me, or, I may not be ready for this. And that way you can really make some judgments about how you can get the most out of the conference.
You can really kind of customize and tailor. And I'll have to share with my experience. Last year I went to the conference. It was in Cleveland. And one of the things that's fun, because I deviated as a coach, there's the coaching track, but I deviated a little bit and went to a couple of the others, and it was interesting because I would sit through a couple that were more on the a psychologist or psychiatric track, and it was interesting because I would sit in there and actually talk to other coaches that were in there and other people listening to the stuff, and it was fun because I actually was able to get a lot of value out of the conference by going to things that weren't necessarily in what I was doing, but having conversations in the hallway after. So there's a lot of networking that goes on and a lot of sharing of information, and you don't have to stick on one track. You can mix and match based off of what your interests are, but the way you guys have designed this, there's a lot there, but you can really tailor it to meet your needs.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's what we have attempted to do, and I think we do a pretty good job of it. And I want to underscore what you just said, that while there's a wonderful amount of information, one of the most beneficial things about coming to our conference or any chat event is the informal networking and connections you make with other people who really get it. They absolutely understand. And so you're with a group of people who are very, very familiar with the things you're most concerned about. And it is so supportive and invigorating to know you're not alone, whether you're a clinician or a parent or an adult or a teacher. You're not alone. There are lots of other people there. And many connections made at our conference turn into friendships that go on for many years.
That's I can't tell you. I've got several peers and several friends that have kind of come out just because I met them at the conference and we sat down and started talking to them, and we've just kind of corresponded and kept in contact ever since. Ruth, the last couple of years, you guys have had a bookstore too, an area where people can go and see, like, you know, many times books of some of the speakers that are there. Are you going to have that again this year?
Absolutely. We know that the folks who come to the conference are very hungry for good information. And so we have a bookstore where you can come and purchase that books of many of the presenters and of other folks who we know provide extraordinarily good information. So when you come, you want to take some time out to really browse through our bookstore. In addition, we'll have a very large exhibit hall where lots and lots of people who provide some service, so schools, camps, some of the pharmaceutical companies are there to talk about various medications that are available and how they're different and how they're similar. Books, even lots of services or the kinds of things that will just help you manage your life more effectively if you have ADHD. And so both the bookstore and the exhibit hall are, again, sort of an added benefit because you will get another way of looking at all the things that are available to you.
And it's fun because when you walk around the exhibitors, I know CogMed, I believe, was there last year, and they had an exhibit up with some software that they used to kind of help memory and stuff like that. So it's not only like you go there, you see it, you actually can talk to the people, you can actually test them. There's some other schools that are there. You can actually talk to the administrators and stuff and really get a feel for what's going on. So it's a wealth of information, just not in the workshops, but also in the exhibit hall and in the bookstore. Ruth, we don't have much time left, but real quickly, the pricing of this a person can come from the pre-conference, the whole conference, just a day. Can you just speak real quickly to the different packages?
Yes. If you go to the website and find what you're really interested in, the largest package is to come on Thursday through the end of the day Saturday. Thursday are pre-conference institutes, and in some ways those are more advanced, more clinical information. Not all, but a number of the pre-conference institutes are. And then Thursday evening, the conference itself starts and goes through Saturday till 5 o'clock. And so you can, again, choose what combination of events works best for you and just pick that package, and we want you to come and join us in Atlanta.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with that, we need to kind of wrap things up. Ruth, I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show. This has been very, very informative. Again, if people want to learn more, they go to, is it chad.com or chad.org,
no,
right?
It's www.chad.org.
And if they want to call the National Resource Center because they got some questions, they can call 800-233-4050.
Thanks, Ruth, Jeff.
Thank you again for coming on the show, and everyone, that's it for this week. Join us next week. We'll have another exciting show for you. Between now and then, you guys have a great time. Take care.